Ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, today is the first great feast of our school year, the birthday of Mary. This is a great feast day for us, because Mary, besides being the mother of Jesus, is also our mother. By giving birth to Jesus, Mary donated us the real life. She made us children of God who will one day get to heaven. So this feast and this beautiful Mass is truly a birthday party in our family. Some of you children are spending now long hours away from home and from your mother, maybe for the first time in your life. And to be away on your own in the school, far away from home, might be a little sad sometimes. But you have received something far greater for return. To help you understand how you can be happy away from home, I'll tell you about an artist and a little girl. One great artist used to live quite a while in the home of one married couple who were his friends. This couple had a little girl, and one day she was particularly naughty, and as a punishment she was told to go and stand in the corner. She did so, staring at the blank wall before her. When the girl's punishment was over, the artist took notice of her sad little face, with tears in her eyes. So on the following day, he set to work. He painted each corner of the room with scenes from Alice in Wonderland and the fairy stories of Hans Christian Andersen. So always after that, when the little girl was put in the corner, instead of it being a punishment, it became a pleasure and an adventure. You see, children, under the hand of the master, a plain white wall became a storybook, a thing alive with beauty and a source of happiness. And it is somewhat similar with the school and the church. Being away from your home and your mother, and being marched to sit inside the classroom and the church, might seem a big change, even something bad, like a punishment. But look what a masterpiece you have received for change. Here you are in the church, decorated with the best stories of the world, the lives of the saints. Look at the crib today and see the most beautiful baby girl of the world, our Blessed Mary, who was born today. Looking at the artworks of God is a thing which makes you happy and destroys the tears of sadness. And this is the lesson for you today, dear children. It is God, and God only, who truly makes you happy. You are not little babies anymore, being constantly looked after by your mother. But now, as school children, you have grown up a little bit. And when you grow a little more, you will hear some people saying to you that God is not enough to make you happy, that it is family, sports, or even just plain money which will make you happy. No, that is not the case. Some unhappy people think that what makes you happy are fun things. But being happy does not always mean that you are having fun. Here in our church, we learn a lot from the storybook of God, the lives of the saints. You can think about the life of Saint Paul, who was the greatest missionary the church has ever seen. in the long epistle which you hear the priest chant on Sexagesima Sunday just before Lent, St. Paul tells us about his sufferings on his mission trips. He describes in detail how he suffered on his journeys. He was beaten, suffered shipwreck, was robbed, suffered cold and hunger. That was certainly no fun. But in that same letter, which St. Paul wrote to his dear faithful, he said, "Great is my confidence for you, great is my glorying for you. I am filled with comfort, I exceedingly abound with joy in all our tribulation." Children, never think that riches and amusement is what counts in life. You can think what it would be like if your mother, every day after picking you up from school, would take you to Six Flags amusement park for the rest of the day, and all your evening meals would be ice cream and cotton candy. That might be fun for a few days, or even a couple of weeks. But I think after a certain time, you would ask your mother, "Mom, couldn't we do something else than go to Six Flags for a change? Maybe have a restful evening at home, and maybe have some meatloaf and potatoes instead of cotton candy." Children, it is only God who makes you happy, and this church, where you can see the artworks of God, should tell you about your Father in heaven. And often being happy means something very different than having fun. The life of our Blessed Mother Mary was certainly not all fun. She had to do a lot of hard work, and worst of all, she had to watch and bear those awful pains of Jesus on the cross. She didn't have TV or computer games or amusement park fun days, but she was happy. Going to school might not always be fun, but when you do your duties and follow the good works of Our Lady, you are always happy. You, here in the church, have everything it takes to make you happy and also preserve you happy throughout the rest of your life. And today you can even have a little bit of fun in our birthday party for this beautiful little girl of ours who is our mother and our dear member of our family. Happy birthday to our Blessed Mary, and may God bless you, children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.